Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The magical ride of the Chicago Bears comes to an end with a 20-17 loss in overtime to the LA Rams. So the Rams will take on the Seattle Seahawks for the national NFC championship. That is next weekend in Seattle. But boys, what a ride this Bears team took us on this year.
What can you say? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, that interception, there was some conjecture about whether or not DJ Moore had quit on the route. I don't know. It doesn't matter now. The point being is, you know, to come back and heave that ball into the end zone to tie the game and force overtime. You know, okay, all things considered, think about this, folks. And I know it's a hard one to swallow, but the Bears are back. They are back. Yep. And what happened this year, OB, I can tell you this. It's a new day. And the rest of the NFC North is in disarray. You know, Matt LaFleur left here a week ago, and a lot of people thought he may get fired. And he was rehired and re-signed to an extension because, guess what? Who else are they going to get? We know Detroit, they fell apart. They beat us twice, but, you know, they weren't even in the playoffs. Minnesota, who cares? They got a bad quarter. The Bears are in position to not only do what they did this year, but they are here to stay. And here's the takeaway. Our coaches out-coached Sean McVay and his bunch the entire night. Our kids played their cans off. But, just three interceptions. Folks, we didn't get one single turnover. And we gave it to them three different times. Obviously, in overtime there, that was the backbreaker. But, man, what a year. What an effort.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought the Bears would win, and I said the key was defense, and the number one key in our defense was our defensive line coming after. We had to play strong defense. And throughout the four quarters, folks, what I saw was, and by the way, the Rams, they are an offensive juggernaut, folks. I mean, they put a ton of points up. They throw the ball deep. They throw the ball accurately. They got runners. They got great receivers. They're one hell of an offensive weapon, and we took them to task tonight. We did. We took them to task, and I'm very proud of the Bears, what they did. And the thing, Dennis Allen, our defensive coordinator, Dan, I know you've had a situation with him pretty much all year, and I agree with you about his defensive calls. I mean, three quarters of the year, if not two thirds are better, we were not an aggressive team. We did nothing. And tonight I saw us come with safety blitzes, corner blitzes, line play, and we came after him. Brisker coming up. What a football game he had tonight. I'll tell you what, he exemplifies what the Chicago Bears mean. Brisker does. He plays his heart out. He goes into action, and he gets it done. And the thing that we needed was a pass rush to get in to the quarterback's face, or the opposing quarterback's face. And did I really see it? Not really. But what helped was the blitzes, Danny. We came with a ton of blitzes tonight, which I like, which I believe Dennis Allen should have been doing all year long. We were not an aggressive defensive team. And I wonder where we'd be offensively and defensively towards the last half of this season if we would have been an aggressive offensive team and an aggressive defensive team, of which we were not, folks. We just weren't. And every day, I mean, every week, Dan and I'd be sitting there screaming, what the hell are they thinking about? Why aren't they throwing deep? Why aren't they attacking offensively? Why ain't they throwing a deep post pattern, a fly pattern, a hitch and go? All the different things that you can do that we never did. Why don't you use the tight ends all year long? We screamed and screamed all year long about it. That opens up your damn passing game. Two running backs that can get it done. An offensive line that is way better than average. And a quarterback that somehow seems to hang in there. And this is a game playing at home, and I did not want divine intervention to come again, because that would have been, what, number eight, Andy?
Number eight. I mean,
it was close.
It was close is right, but it was divine, but the intervention didn't come. So we had six divine interventions and two no divines. Anyways, folks, kudos to the Bears. Again, the thing that I'll take of this game, Danny, we finally got aggressive. Finally got aggressive defensively, which I haven't seen basically all year long.
We outplayed a team that's going to go and play for the NFC Championship. We outplayed them. We outcoached them, and it just didn't work out. Three interceptions is just a bridge too far to cross. And here's the one thing, and your point is, the foundation has been set.
Yes,
now
it has.
The expectations are here. And your point about it was easily the defense's finest hour.
Yes, it was.
It really was.
Even
folks,
though we lost, it was. They stepped up to the plate.
They did.
And you saw them and be aggressive, folks. In this game, you can't sit back and you can't play. You can't be the catcher. Okay? You got to be the pitcher on offense. You got to be the pitcher on defense. You got to go after people. You got to take them out. And that we basically did not do almost the whole year. Today was a good time to see it. The 49ers was a good time to see it. And that's when I said they arrived. And I think, Dan, and I agree with you what you just said, Dan, I think the Bears here, even though we lost, I think we're for real. I think we are for real on both sides of the ball.
And they'll get tested next year. They'll be playing a first-place schedule, a little different than this year as
Bring
well.
Bring them on.
But I think they'll be ready to go. And some off-season moves, I think we'll discuss a little bit of that as
we go
on.
And we're going to talk about the fact that their move of moving Tooney out and bringing in McFadden worked out perfectly.
Worked out great.
Yeah, we protected the quarterback as well as we had all year long against the best pass rush, supposedly, on the planet. Well, guess what? They didn't get to Caleb at all.
Highlight courtesy of NBC Sports. That was the miracle. It was a 14-yard touchdown pass, but Caleb Williams threw that throw all 40 yards in the air. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I don't ever think I've ever seen a quarterback running that far backwards.
You'll never. I mean, we've never seen. There's at least 20 passes that he threw this year that you could say, I've never seen anything like it. I'm just telling you, folks, the kid is here, and he ain't going nowhere.
I tell you, there's two things that he has to do for next season, okay? They've got to work on his accuracy.
Amen.
Now, every reporter in this town, everybody, even the head coach, he's got an accuracy problem, and I don't know how you fix it except for constant practice and repetition. And the other thing I want to see him do, he's got to play faster. He's got to work on his accuracy, and he's got to get the team in and out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage and go from the line of scrimmage with no huddle. Two things, work on his accuracy and a faster pace offensively, and he is the only guy that can do it. That's what I believe that he has to do for the next season, Danny. Those two things are front and center.
All right, before we get to the phones, it's time for the Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships and locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. We heard it earlier, and that's the interception in overtime thrown by Caleb Williams. DJ Moore was the intended receiver. I don't know if there was a mix-up or a miscommunication or if DJ just kind of gave up on things, but what happened, and that's the big difference
it
in the game.
It changed everything, and the Rams morphed into the team that they have been all year. Puka Nacua went right down the field on us, and they got in position.
Let me tell you something. Also, folks, I believe the weather did affect the Rams.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Big time.
Stafford was awful.
The weather did affect the Rams. It truly did. okay, and you look at the passer ratings on both sides. Caleb Williams, his passer rating, 59.3. Stafford, 67.4. Both of them were awful. Both of them were awful. And I think the weather had a lot to do with it, especially with the Rams. The Rams are more of an offensive juggernaut than they showed tonight. And eventually they won the game. But I'll tell you what, this was a game, again, that went down to the last play of the game. And what an exciting year for all those fans out on the stands and the fans listening on radio and the fans watching on television. Folks, you saw one hell of a year. You saw one hell of a year in a team that finally learned how to play for four quarters. I think in the last three games, we finally learned how to play all four quarters. That's why I think we're ready for the next season.
312-981-7200. Speaking of those fans, let's get out to them right now. Let's start in Des Plaines and say hi to Mitchell. Mitchell, you're up with Hap and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, OB and Dan Hapton. First of all, you know, we see Caleb Williams throw three interceptions, Dan. You talk about how you can't stand, you know, interceptions with Vince Evans, the other USC quarterback. Well, what's your excuse now? First of all, JB, your point, you're 100% correct. And you've been saying this since Trubisky and Justin Fields, and now this Caleb Williams. EB, I'll tell you what, you are.
All right, Mitchell, thanks for getting us started on such a great note there. We appreciate that.
I mean, obviously, it matters. It matters immensely in the game of football. And, you know, again, Ben Johnson came into this game wanting to be proactive and aggressive. We went forward on six times on fourth down again. Six times, folks. We went on it six times last week against the Packers. I've never seen that. 12 times in two games on fourth down. He was being aggressive. Obviously, Caleb was trying to be aggressive, get the ball down the field. Some of those bad balls were bad.
How many times are you going to try to run through a concrete wall until you wake up? That this game in the National Football League, to win, to be a champion, you have to be aggressive. And it was right in front of us. I mean, everybody could see it. For almost 80%, 85, 90% of the season, we were not aggressive. We didn't go after people, Dan. And all of a sudden, here you saw the game tonight. You see us, how aggressive we were. We're blitzing our corners. We're making line plays. We're blitzing our linebackers. We didn't do that the whole year. Offensively, what did we do basically all year? Did we threaten to go down deep? Did we use our tight ends? Sometimes we didn't even use our running backs. That's what happened until, as far as I'm concerned, basically the last three games, Andy, we finally became aggressive and we finally learned how to win and be a better football team. Why? By being aggressive.
All right, let's head out to Texas and say hi to Edwin. Edwin, you're up next with Amp and OB. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. First, I want to say before I give you all my final thoughts of the end of this season, wonderful job of you guys keeping us entertained and keeping us all sane. So I appreciate that a great deal.
Thank you, sir.
So this is, yeah, I appreciate you guys a lot. So first two thoughts, or only two thoughts I got. My son said, Dad, Hamp and OB have said all season, you've got to take the points and take your chances. So the question that my final question I have for you this season is, why would he play Dan Campbell fourth down Rambo football and leave 9 points off of the board that could have punched us into the next round? I don't understand that.
Well, and again, it goes back, and this guy right here just said it. Ben Johnson has become a miniature Dan Campbell. Look, folks, here's the big picture. The Rams, they're a hell of a lot better football team than us on any given day. So when you go into a game against a superior opponent, you got to find a way to win. Go for it on fourth down. You know, blitz when you don't, you know,
be
don't
aggressive.
Really want to. And be aggressive. And that's what, hey, we can complain about it all night, But I'm just telling you, they went into this game saying, we have to score every chance we get, and we can't accept. We're not going to beat the Rams with field goals. And that's when he went for it on fourth down early in the game. We didn't get it. We could have kicked then. We could have kicked one from 52. Maybe. Maybe we could have kicked it. I'm just saying, Ben Johnson's mentality was, we're going to try and score every time we touch the ball.
312-981-7200. Let's get one more in before we take our break at the bottom of the hour for the news. We'll stay in the city and say hi to John. John, you're up with Amp and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to say it's an honor to speak to two legends. I've listened to you guys for years.
Thank you.
Second thing I wanted to say was, Dan, you are a heck of a motivational speaker. I've been at one or two of your conferences, and you do a great job when you
Thank
did
you.
It. Third of all, I wanted to piggyback off the last caller a little bit. I said the same thing to myself when I was watching the Packers. I said, why are we going for it on fourth down? Now, if the Packers had a decent field goal game, we would have lost that game. But they missed extra points and missed field goals. But we went for it on fourth down. We're turned back a number of times. Then we started doing it again today. And I said, oh, my God, I hope this doesn't bite us, because I thought it was going to bite Ben Johnson in the butt last week, and it didn't. This week it did. If we had that field goal, we wouldn't have been in overtime. And those games that we won, maybe seven or eight games during the season, we got lucky in the fourth quarter. Really, guys, we can't depend on that next year. We can't depend on being that lucky. We need to win these games and dominate the first three quarters. We can't dominate, 58 minutes of the game and, lose 58 minutes and win 2 minutes. Well, we're going to have to be a better team, and Ben Johnson's got to make some better decisions. I think he's getting a lot of credit for getting us where we got to, but we could have done better. And I think that we got a lot to learn for next year. I think there's might be a foundation there, like you guys said, but there's still a lot of work, because – half of those games go the other way, we don't make the playoffs. So we're a very lucky team, I got to say that, but we got to get better, still for next year to be this successful again.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Well, John, you're correct, John. But the one thing that they have to do, the opening day of whatever camp that Ben Johnson wants to call them, the first day of practice coming in to the next, the 26-27 season, okay, and what have we done? In camp, all the different rookie camp, this camp, that camp, every other camp, and then we get to the exhibition games, okay, and there's three of them. We did nothing in all those camps, and he sits the players. They don't play in the exhibition games, and again, I've said it a million times, the reason why you play those games is to get ready for the 17-game schedule. And it took us, 80% of the year to finally figure that out, that we had to be aggressive offensively and defensively instead of having camp do nothing. One camp after another, what do? Nothing. Exhibition season comes along, what do? Nothing. We don't even play the players that are going to play the season. You're not going to win games that way. You're not going to be a champion that way. You've got to stick your nose in there, and you got to get it rubbed a few times and get ready to go. And that's what has to happen 26-27 season. No more of this camp fluff duff.
I think in the offseason, Ben Johnson, in a retrospective way, will analyze all of his calls, going forward on fourth down, all these things that are driving everybody crazy tonight. But you go to war with the team you got, okay? And our team, look at it. They had eight guys in the Pro Bowl. We got three. They had a better team. They got a better quarterback. He's going to be the MVP. They got the best player in football, Puka Nacua, and we shut him down. But the point being is he was aggressive and had that mindset. No matter what, I'm going to be aggressive and
yes.
And swing
yes.
Every time I get a ball. And if I miss it and strike out, I strike out. That was his mindset. I admire it.
All right, we'll talk more about next season coming up here in a few.
Hey, if it wasn't for an interception, we damn near won this thing, and everybody's putting him, up for president.
Yep, in the Hall of Fame, yep. Rams 20, Bears 17, the final in overtime. If you're on hold, please stay there. 312-981-7200. The phone number, Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We'll get to your callers.
Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Bears. It was a unanimous selection here in this room. Jaquan Brisker.
You know what? That you ever heard that? You know, a guy has a nose for the ball. He does.
Yeah.
He does.
14 tackles today.
This isn't just what he did tonight. I mean, he does this all the time.
Yep.
I mean, are you going to have are you going to have some bad games? Hell yeah, you're going to have some bad games. I mean, my God, this game is an extremely tough game to play. You know, when you're not the biggest guy on the field, it gets a little tougher.
But
he sticks his nose in there, and does he play football the way it's supposed to be played, Danny and Andy? He truly does.
He had 14 combined tackles, a sack, a tackle for loss, a quarterback hit, and two pass defense. And again, look at it like this, OB. He has, you know, they haven't put him in a position to do that. We've been playing passively, putting him back at free safety and, you know, having him cover and do different things. He's so much better around the ball at the line of scrimmage. Why hasn't Dennis Allen utilized this part of his, you know, assets? I don't know. But again, like you said, the last 3 weeks, this team grew up, and I think the coaches started buying in too.
That's right. And what has done it was the aggressive attitude.
Yeah.
Was the aggressive attitude. Enough is enough, taking a punch to the nose and a punch to the gut. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. And we have some talented guys on both sides of the ball. When they get aggressive, they can be aggressive. We have a quarterback that can be aggressive. We have two running backs that can be aggressive. We got an offensive line that's proved they are aggressive. We have receivers. We have three tight ends that can get the job done. And you're going to sit back on your haunches and not attack and go downfield? My God, it's right in front of you. And finally, the last three games, I've seen us improve in that area, Andy, offensively and defensively. And believe me, if you don't have that down pat offensively and defensively, and your coaches and your players believing in it, you're not going to win in this league, and you'll never win a world championship sitting back on your rear end and being a catcher and not being the aggressive team.
2017, Bears lose in overtime to the Rams, who are on to Seattle and the NFC Championship game, a matchup of 1-5. This will be the third time that those two teams have gotten together this season. Back to the phones we go, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Aurora and say hi to Jim. Jim, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Just want to point out that the Bears are set up for tremendous success for the next 5 years with Johnson wants in the draft here with Loveland and Burton, and his philosophy is to hammer away at you with every single play on offense. And in today's game, Dan, he believes that you need a good defense, but not necessarily great defense like when you played because of the rule changes. So, but he is going to hammer away and have as many toys that he wants to, and they're going to be very successful, and they will be.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Making a lot of good points. And the one thing is, again, remember where this team started. They were 0-2. They get into the bye. And Ben Johnson kind of made a proactive decision. I'm going to have to hold these guys' feet to the fire, and I got to be more aggressive. And from that point on, the team started building momentum.
All right, let's continue with the fans here as we move along. 312-981-7200. Let's go to St. John, Indiana's at a TJ. TJ, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Thank you. I got to tell you guys, I am heartbroken right now. I really thought we'd win this game, but, you know, like you said, the Rams are a dangerous team. But, you know, one day I think we will win it, but I'll tell you, it will not be as big as the 85 Bears and then the teams that OB played under, you know. But I tell you, I'm 26 years old. I know everything about that 85 Bears team and so on. Just unreal, but
well, we appreciate your call. Let me just tell you this. You know, Dick got here in 82. At the end of the third year, the end of the 84 season, we went to the championship game. The next year, everything went well. We're not going to have to wait 3 or 4 years. This team will be a factor next year. Mark that down, write it down, mail it to your mom, because I'm telling you, this team will. Ben Johnson is going to make some changes, and I could give you a bunch of names right now. Doesn't matter, but the point being is there's going to be a lot of changes. We're going to, you know, be aggressive in the free agent market. We're going to be aggressive in the draft, but we're going to fill some of these holes, and this team will be something to reckon with next year.
And his philosophy has to be the way we played the last three games going into the 26-27 season, okay? This stuff about this passiveness and this stuff from day to day in practice, no matter what camp it is or whatever the hell they want to call it, and the exhibition season, you get these guys ready, Ben Johnson, okay? It's enough with cherries on top of a sundae and whipped cream, and they're running around in shorts and sunglasses, et cetera, like that. That's enough of that already. It's enough. They're grown men. They're grown men, and they do know how to play this game at that age. And a career doesn't last forever in the National Football League. You got to be ready from the get-go, and that's, again, starts in training camp and exhibition season. I can't say it enough. Why? Because they never did it.
All right, out to Dallas we go. We say hi to John. John, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, Hamp and OB, enjoying you guys. Listen, I enjoyed Caleb all year. I think he's a great quarterback. But we, at the end, if you look at that pass interception to DJ, he was in triple coverage. We only needed a first down. We was in field goal range. They bit off a little bit too much on the last play. I'll hang up.
Thank you, John.
Well, John, yeah, what you're saying, yeah, is correct. But you know what? Caleb didn't call that play. That was sent in. That was not Caleb's choice.
And that's why I said you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He was being overly aggressive, trying to force the ball down the field. And I, like you, you know, after the Rams couldn't move, hey, we're in the driver's seat. Even numbskull Collinsworth said, oh, you don't need to do anything crazy. Just, you know, play within yourself. Don't take any risk. And of course, we were all slack-jawed that here he is rearing back and trying to force it down the field. And it was an errant pass or DJ, you know, in the triple coverage, you know, that's okay. In the big picture, it's inexcusable, but you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword.
All right. If you're on hold, please stay there. We're going to get to you in just a few moments. I don't want to rush anybody here. We got to get to our
break. Yeah, call us, please. Hang tight. We're going to be here for another 45 minutes. So we'll get to you.
I don't want to shortchange anybody. We have a break coming up in about a minute here. So, you know, a couple of callers brought up the fact that, you know, we're going to be making some changes next year. The best part about that is there's only a couple. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of last season, you needed an entire new offensive line.
An enema.
You needed, I mean, just the toilet flushing was about the theme song of the Bears going into last season. And, you know, I got to give Ryan Poles some credit for putting that line together, because that was one of the biggest and best parts of this entire season.
He proactively decided we're going to protect this quarterback. We believe in him. We need him protected. And they did. And he got both guards and a center in free agency, and it consummated into one of the best offensive lines in the entire league.
Dan, and Andy, Dan, and you guys know, and the majority of your listeners know, you better have the strength up front to begin with. I say it from week to week, and it's not an I think. I know if you're going to be a winner and a world champion in this league, you're going to win up front. Offensive line and defensive line, they're the ones from play to play, quarter to quarter, game to game, that are going to put you in a championship mode and get you to the Super Bowl. The offensive line and defensive line, if you don't have the five guys on offense up front that can get the protect the quarterback, open up the holes for the runners, and if you don't have the four guys to stop the run and get to the passer, you are not going to win in this league.
All right, before we get to our break, we want to take an opportunity to say a big thanks to Jake Melnick's for the great food they have served us all year long. We appreciate that immensely. And, again, just because the Bear season is over doesn't mean that their specials stop over at 41 East Superior in Chicago. They got some fantastic wings. Today they brought the meatball sliders, and those were absolutely fantastic.
So meatloaf.
Oh, they were awesome today. Awesome today.
Hey, Mom, meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Where's the meatloaf? We had it all day today. Check out the Saturday and Sunday brunch selections as well. You can visit JakeMelnick's.com for more info. Game on at Jake's. Again, a big thanks to Jake Melnick's feeding our faces for the entire 2025 football season. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's get to who brought it today. Sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. And for the second straight week, the defensive coordinator gets an award. And today we say that Dennis Allen was the man that brought it.
Well, after last week's debacle of giving up four touchdown passes to Jordan Love, somehow, some way, he woke up and said, hey, we can't do that again. We have to be, you know, attacking and proactive on defense. I've never seen so much blitzing in my life. He got away from it a little bit more in the second half. The defensive line played okay, but you got to, you know, all year long, our defense has flourished, especially when we are able to turn people over. Think about this. The two playoff games, zero turnovers. So we said all year, you can't just live on it. Mm-hmm. And it came back to haunt us.
Yeah, I think we said the exact words. It's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable game plan is to get turnovers all the time. You just can't do it.
Well, you got it's the game. It's a get go from the beginning.
Yep.
You know what? There's no other way to play this game. You can't fool around a first quarter, second quarter, and just throw that time away and all those plays away, and you come out with 0 points game after game after game, and then wait for a miracle finish. It's not going to happen.
Yep. 312-981-7200. Let's get out to Gray's Lake and say hi to Judy. Judy, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Hi, OB.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Judy.
I want you all to know I'm going to be going through withdrawal from not listening to you in the after game until it's going to be a long time until August. And I appreciate you guys so much more than you could ever imagine. And, yes, I do agree with both of you that the offense and the defense need to up their game and play at a higher level at the same time in the same game.
Well said, Judy.
You will be sorely missed.
Well, Judy, we're going to try to come back with a draft show, too, so that might, you only have to wait until April. So it's not too, it's not as long, a lot longer of a wait.
But
so
thank you so much.
We appreciate
for the
that very
wonderful
much.
Comments. Thank you, dear.
That's awfully nice, Judy.
Very
thank
sweet.
You.
Very sweet. 312-981-7200 to Wicker Park here in the city, and we'll say hi to Eric. Eric, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Love the show so far. Agree with all the applause and love being shown to the team and to you two, you three. But I think one thing we're missing is the fourth phase. I mean, between the Packers game and today, sticking out the freezing cold. We had people coming in from around the country. I mean, the whole city joined up for this team. We had people driving down from, you know, the boondocks of Lake Forest. But then we also had the hard hat lunch pail of people come from Wheaton. I mean, I know Spanky Marinko is in the city. The NFC North ran through him. So I appreciate all the fans that were out there today and stuck this cold out.
Eric, well said. Appreciate it.
And again, folks, it was brutal, brutal cold out there. Obviously, it affected the game, affected both quarterbacks immensely. But the fans, the last two games, I got to tell you, I'll never forget it. You know, I'm hoping there's bigger and better things ahead, but I'll never forget these two home playoff games. They were amazing because of the crowds.
312-981-7200. As we work our way toward 10 o'clock. Again, we're with you until 10:30 here tonight, so plenty of time for you to get in. 312-981-7200 to Michigan City, Indiana we go. And let's say if we can get through to this. Oh, actually, Sammy's still talking to that man online there. So we'll get to that call in just a second here. He's got to answer some of more so we can actually get them on the air here. But again, you know, you mentioned the two playoff games. And what great experience that those two games had to have been for – think about this rookie-laden team that and all these rookies that this club was relying on this year just to get that experience.
And just think if we had another draft, an influx of talent of that quality next year, and we not only hoping but expect it. But again, think about this, folks. You know, I hate to say it. But boy, did you get your money's worth. The last week's game, we'll never forget that. Tonight, bringing the, I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to beat Seattle next week. And I, whoever the AFC shows up with, I think the Rams are the team. I told you this in October, but I'm just telling you, for us to play them into overtime and be in the driver's seat in overtime against what I think is the best team tells you how close we are.
I'll tell you what, the fans, you people out there, the ones that, that have the season tickets or the ones that buy the tickets, go to the game, you have the parking lot parties before the game and after the game, and my God, the way you back this Bear team this year, I haven't seen that. I mean, your boy's been there. But, boy, this year was something really special. The team performed in a special way, and you people were very special. You're the ones, I mean, the roar from that crowd. I mean, my God, you're shaking the stadium, and that was from week to week to week. So kudos to you guys for just backing the Bears all the way. All the way. You fans are I've said you're the best. I've been here my whole life, and I'll tell you what, there are no better than the Chicago Bear people who are Chicago Bear fans.
All right, back to the phones. Let's get out to Michigan City, Indiana. Say hi to John. John, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, OB and Hamp. All I want to ask is maybe you guys already had this question asked, but why in the world do the Bears always have to go for it on 4th and 4? I don't care where they are on the field. I mean, I've watched them on and off this year. I don't care if it's the playoffs or in a regular season. They are invincible on 4th and 4. And I don't get it. And I don't see anybody. You know, I watch the television. I see these so-called geniuses talk. And nobody ever calls that coach out for always going for it on 4th and 4. I don't get it.
All right, John, thanks.
Well, John, we talked about that when we first came on, and essentially Ben Johnson knows he's at a gunfight with the knife, and he's got to do something outside the box to try to even his chances. And the last 2 weeks, we went for it on 4th down 6 times in each of the games. Both are playoff games. Both are elimination games. And he made this, you know, his mind up. And I'll guarantee you, he told the team last night, make your mind up. We're going for it on 4th down. And he probably said, I don't care where it is. We're going to go. But that was his aggressive attitude coming into these playoff games. And he damn near pulled it off. He damn near did.
For some of the season, I think he was a lack of trust on the defense because you wanted to at least convert and not turn the ball back over to the opposing team's offense.
Last week, we couldn't slow the Packers down.
Dan, excuse me, Andy, I think you just nailed it right on the head because our defense basically has not shown up pretty much all year long.
29th ranked.
And 29th. Well,
the last 6 quarters have been great.
Statistics, they're god-awful. They truly are, except for the takeaways. But the rest of the stats are awful. And who do you blame? Do you blame Poles, the general manager? Do you blame Allen, our defensive coordinator, defensive back coach, et cetera, et cetera? It's all the above. It's all the above.
All I know is Dennis Allen saved his job here in the playoffs.
Yeah, the last 6 quarters of defense have been spectacular.
Yes, he saved his job the last 6 quarters.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our number. We're going to take a timeout here in just a moment for the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to be with you until 10:30 here tonight.
Yeah, Dan, that's because we finally became aggressive. That was the change on both sides of the ball.
Good.
And the underlying. You know, part of that statement you just made is Dennis Allen kind of, whether he trusts the corners or whoever, he kind of said, I'm throwing caution to the wind. It's, you know, I'm going to go down swinging. And to his credit, the defense backed him up and we're making plays.
And guess what? Guess who he was starting to blitz? He was starting to blitz both corners.
Yep.
Strong and weak corner, he was blitzing.
All right, season comes to an end with the Rams 20-17 win in overtime over the Bears. Rams head on to the NFC Championship game, and the Bears now to the offseason and start preparing for the draft coming up in April. And we'll see where what direction they go. A lot of time in between then and now. But if you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get to you in just a second. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Big thanks to Chevy for being on board again this year. We certainly appreciate that all season long. Rams over the Bears, the final today, 20-17 in overtime. And you knew that the Bears were not going to go down without one final miracle, the touchdown pass to force overtime.
It was a miracle.
By Caleb Williams to Cole Kmet was a thing of beauty. I don't know how it happened, but I saw it and it happened.
Yep, and even the announcers who do games all across the world, you know, the nation actually, they said they never seen anything like it.
Craziness. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Got plenty of folks waiting on hold, so let's get right out to them here in our final 20 or so minutes of the season. Let's go out to and say hi to Mark. Mark, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all you do. I enjoy listening to you. You guys do a great job analyzing it. You do it with a lot of passion.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about the aggressiveness. I think there's a fine line between aggressive and
reckless.
Reckless. Yes, thank you. That first, you talk about put points on the board. The first drive, that just showed an absolute lack of confidence in the defense. And if you look back at it, that cost them the game. Now, if you're going to be that aggressive, why don't you go for it? Go for 2 points on that final touchdown.
Well, and
I'll just listen.
Well, thanks, Mark.
Mark, you're exactly right. But you don't know first drive what the outcome's going to be. And, you know, you can always play hindsight, catch 22. But all that being said, like I said, you know, Dick used to tell us this is what we're going to do no matter what. And that was the mindset going in. Now, going for two at the very end, I thought was a good idea. Now, I mean, it would have been a bang or a bust, but we had the Rams on their heels. And, you know, after Caleb threw that amazing pass, you know, everybody in the stadium was in disbelief. I thought that was a good time to go for two. What about you, Obi?
I agree with that 100%. I agree with what you just said 100%.
You know, so really good teams, when they get a ball on a takeaway or whatever, the first play, they'll throw it down the field. Sudden change.
Go for the strike or go for the touchdown.
And the same thing. That was nobody on planet Earth would have believed that if you didn't see it. And I think the Rams were in shock. And I don't know why he didn't go for two there. But he, you know, took the safe way out, and we know what happened now.
If you were going to do it, that would have been the time to do it. And the word that you just said, the Rams, they had them in a shock mode. What just happened? They scored a touchdown, and their quarterback ran backwards for 40 yards and threw the ball up in the air.
And our defensive linemen were all over him.
And you can't make this stuff up. And so I agree with exactly what you said, Danny.
All right, let's get back out to the callers. Let's say hi to Kent. Kent, you're up next with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Hamp OB, I love listening to you guys. You guys provide so much insight before and after games.
Thank you, sir.
I really enjoy it. I need you to help settle a bet. At the start of the season, a friend and I made a bet whether or not Caleb Williams would throw for 400 yards passing.
You mean 4,000?
Yeah, 4,000. I'm sorry, 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
For the season. Did he?
No.
No. Not in the season, but in the postseason he did.
We just, well, the question was, well, the stated as, would he, you know, throw for 4,000 yards? It wasn't said whether it was preseason or, you know, or postseason or not.
Well, it's all predicated, for the record books, during the season, the regular season. That's what it's all geared to, and that's what it's based on. So, obviously, if you play 2-3 extra games and you go over the 4,000 mark, you know, all well and good, but that doesn't count. You got to do it in 17 games. Fact.
Well, thank you for settling the bet.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Hopefully you won.
And it used to be 16, right?
Yeah, good point. It used to be 14.
I used to be 14.
You're exactly right. Kent, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
But he did break the all-time Bear record with 3,800, something like that.
Yes, he did. All right, we'll take one more before we get to our next break. Let's go out to the city here and say hi to Roger. Roger, you're up with Amp and OB. Go ahead.
Hello, man. Great to talk to you guys.
All right, Roger.
Really the best post game anywhere.
Thank you.
I have two comments. One, I'm really pleased that in the last couple years under Johnson, this team throws to tight ends. For years, the Bears seemed to be the only team that didn't use the tight ends.
You are correct.
Now they got two good ones. I don't know why that was the case. I don't know if there's something throughout the league that says tight ends are secondary. I don't know, but in this instance, I'm glad to see it. Secondly,
go ahead.
Is there any indication to you guys watching the game, even though there's an offensive coordinator and the coach, is Caleb Williams calling any plays on his own?
No.
Yeah, I think just the audibles at the line, but those are plays that they've worked on for the whole year.
He has the authority to do it, to change it, but that has to be done.
There's a play called with, you know, a hot call, which means kill, kill, kill the first one, and then you go to the second one. But both of those plays are called and predicated in the pregame, you know, meetings where they know, you know, if there's a kill, they know what the next play is.
They know what the next play is.
But
those plays are called.
Right, and that play is set up by the offense coordinator, which is, of course, Ben Johnson.
All right, let's get to one more before we get to our final break.
One second. Yeah. By the way, we targeted our tight ends 14 times tonight.
That's
14
beautiful.
Times.
It's a beautiful thing.
24.
We got 8 catches out of the 14.
All right, let's go out to the north side of Chicago. Say hi to Philip. Philip, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen to you guys all the time. You're great. My concern is, the same plays on the running, you know, when they run up the middle, I think they were waiting for them, you know, on several downs. I would like to see maybe some end sweeps or end arounds. Especially, midfield and also especially by the, in the red zone, near the end zone. What do you think?
I don't see why not. I mean, you don't want a steady diet of it, but like every now and then or every here and there. Yeah, I agree with you, Philip.
You know, so much of the time the running game is predicated on success. If you start gashing people in the middle, then they'll have to make adjustments. That's when you go to the edges.
Yeah. So you keep running until they stop. And then they stop it, then go.
But
to plan B.
Yeah, but tonight, even though we did run for 160 yards on 39 carries, which is, you know, over 4 yards in an attempt, there still wasn't enough productivity to make you think that we were gashing them. You know, we had a couple of big runs. Caleb went for 40 or something. And other than that, there was really no, you know, big, what would they call it, explosive runs over 10 yards. There was only one, and that was Caleb.
All right, let's get to our final timeout here and come back and get set to wrap things up for Hampton OB edition of the 2025-26 season as the Rams beat the Bears 20-17 in overtime.
Hang in there, callers.
Hampton OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hampton OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears as we wind things down in our last 10 minutes or so here for the 2025-26 season. And again, we have experienced a lot of ups and a lot of downs with this ball club this year. But I'm not sure if after 0-2 any of us expected them to make a couple of runs in the playoffs.
Well, all right, fans, you know, as you said, wind down, a couple of thoughts. We started this season, obviously we had a brand new coach, a second year quarterback, a completely revamped coaching staff. Last year, we were one of the four worst teams in football. You could easily say the bottom eight. Well, guess what, folks? Now we're one of the top eight. When you play in the divisional round, that's the eight best teams in all of football. and it gives you great credibility, and it gives you great confidence that you're on the right track. Now, there's got to be a lot of changes. I don't know what, you know, we signed Montez Sweat. He's getting paid a fortune. We don't get enough out of it. He had one pass rush tonight where he batted the ball, and they gave him a sack. But all in all, we've got to make other changes. Grady Jarrett, you know, you're spending a lot of money on certain players, and they're not doing enough. Now, which brings me to DJ Moore. I've had three different texts from a lot of folks who have been looking at that interception, OB, and they are telling me. Now, granted, it's in overtime, and it was the 42nd time we threw the ball. So, yeah, everybody's tired. Everybody's, you know, wore down a little bit. But everybody's telling me that DJ was slacking and he wasn't running full speed. And Luther Burden, for whatever reason, was in the vicinity where his cover guy was one of the other ones coming off when the ball was in the air to almost create a triple coverage effect. Now, all that being said, the most important minutes of the game, and we've got a player that's being paid a fortune, $25 million, and we're not getting complete maximum effort. You got to look at that hard, and you got to look at it long, OB, and see if you think he deserves to be here next year.
Well, the number one thing that I say, that I think, in my knowledge of this game, and look at what has been happening the last few years, and especially this year, the way it went from game to game. My God, it was one believable game after another, okay? And I saw how our offense really came full force. They just did. Our running game, our offensive line, and our tight ends, and our quarterback, and I'll tell you what, the basis is there for a championship, offensively, defensively. I like basically our defensive backs. I kind of like our linebackers a little bit, but our defensive line, they are just god-awful. All four, five, six, seven of them, they have to go. They have to go. We're going to have some pretty tough opponents come up this coming up season. At home, we're going to play the Eagles, New England Patriots, the Jaguars away. Get looking at this, folks. Away, we got to play not only the other three teams in our division, but the Bills, the Dolphins, the Falcons, the Panthers, and we wind up with the Seahawks. So it's basically, I think, Andy, what, a first-place schedule?
First-place schedule.
And it's a first-place schedule, yeah. As opposed to what we played this, where the winning percentage of the teams we played was 38%. I mean, we had a god-awful easy schedule, but boy, the Bears sure made a run at it and made an exciting, fantastic year, I know, for all the fans, and that was great. But next year, we're going to play a first-place schedule, and I think if we got to make changes, again, not to talk in circles, but where do we got to aim it? Right at the defensive line, because that's where the game is won, up front. No question about it.
You know, and if I had to give the coaching staff a grade, I would give the coaching staff a B+. I would give Ben Johnson an A. If somehow we would have won this game, you couldn't say anything but A+. But for him to come in, change the culture, change the foundation, the direction, all of that, and basically rehab Caleb Williams.
Yep.
And now, and I'm telling you this, folks, and you watch, over the next 5-6 months, Caleb Williams will be doing commercials just like Josh Allen. He has made a name for himself as a gunslinger. And I got to tell you, just like Patrick Mahomes kind of stormed onto the scene 8 years ago, Caleb Williams has now stormed onto the scene. And this is something we've never had, and it's something we need to maximize. And how do you do that? Keep protecting him, keep investing in the offensive line, but he'll get better and keep working to make this offense more formidable.
Dan Hampton, what about his accuracy?
He's got to work
now,
on that.
Now, that is a big problem. What do you mean, not perfect?
He's not perfect.
How many passes today were off target? How many?
There was a number.
There was a ton of them, and that's from week to week. And for him to get better at being a quarterback, which the NFL is a passing league, they've got to fix that accuracy problem, Dan.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you what. We had an easy schedule. We went through games, and we had miracle wins. And if we didn't have those miracle wins, you'd be singing a different tune about Caleb Williams right now, my friend. I know damn well you would have.
That's right. And seven times this year, he was able to bring our team back.
It wasn't him. It was the entire team. Offensive, that's who brought us back. Not one guy brought us back. It's the team, Dan, that brought us back.
He is part of the team.
You said the one guy.
No, I'm just saying.
It's not the one guy. It's the team that brought him back.
But I'm just saying there's lots to be, you know, determined about who stays and who we go with next year.
Well, you got a general manager and a head coach.
But you don't have a question. How many years have we had a question mark at quarterback?
Every year.
We don't have one now. But he's got to get better. Yes, I agree. But we know we have a complete dimensional player that changes everything.
Dan, two things he has to do to get better for the next season. Again, his accuracy and the speed of the game. He's got to improve on the speed of the game. Getting in and out of the huddle and going with a no huddle. And his accuracy, he does that, we will be unstoppable.
I got you. It was his first year in this offense, and it changed everything. Going under center, he's never done that. Having the audible calls.
How many excuses are you going to make?
I'm just telling you. Hey, you don't think that I would have gave my right arm to play with Caleb Williams instead of the quarterbacks I had? Tell me about it.
Dan, did you win a world championship, a Super Bowl with your quarterback?
And you want to think he did it?
Dan, I didn't ask you that question.
How many points did he have to score in the playoffs?
You guys had great defense. None.
That's what I'm
11,
saying.
He had to score 11 points. That's the answer.
Yeah. But all in all, I think, you know, regardless of your less than my opinion of Caleb, I'm just saying.
I don't have a less opinion of him. But
No, but I'm just telling you.
I'm telling
this
you
kid
what he
is,
needs to do. He's got to do something to get better, Dan. And he does have an accuracy problem. And what I see, our offense has to play faster. Those are the two things that are going to make us a better offense and make us more competitive and get us to the Super Bowl.
I agree.
What I'm saying, mine are positive statements. And you're trying to make them negative. And they're not negative, Dan.
I'm not making them negative.
Yes, you are. You're trying to make them negative, and they're not negative.
I'm saying I recognize the talent. I recognize the talent this player has that we have never had anything like him, ever. So, and you're exactly right. He has to improve, play faster, be more accurate. Look out, NFL,
if he
does.
That's a positive. At least there's somewhere to go, and it's not 5 problems or 10 problems. It's 2. To be fixed, and they have to be fixed if you're going to be a world champion.
So 19 games, and we get into a fight
nice.
With 1 minute left.
I love it. Not even 1 minute. We got nine
no
seconds
like
left.
The president.
All right. Real quick, thanks again to our great production staff, Sammy Martino, Jack Heinrich, Eli Burke, Tony DeNardis.
Eli,
yeah, they're all
Sammy.
The best.
Again,
we
Jack,
appreciate you guys.
There's nobody better than you guys.
And
just take a bow.
And our
take
engineering staff as well, Krista, Brett, the two Bobs, and Dan. Again, we couldn't get on the air without you guys. And, of course, our callers and our listeners. We certainly appreciate you sticking with us all year long.
And a shout out to you, Andy.
Well, thank you,
what
guys.
What a masterful job you've done working with Dan and I. And I would assume we're not the easiest two guys to work
yes,
with.
Yes, you guys
making
are.
Chicken salad.
Yes, you guys are. I appreciate you guys.
Right
and,
back at you.
It's been
Andy.
A great time working with you. Hey, it's not going to be too long until April. We're talking about the draft, and we'll be back to talk about the Bears draft. And, of course, Hampy will be on with us tomorrow morning as well. So tune in for that around 7:50.
By the way, folks, for whatever it's worth, we're signed for next year. So we will be back.
All right. You heard it here first.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Hampton OB has been sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Bears.
Thank you, Chevy.